If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. And we want to get back to a topic that we did, I don't know, weeks, months ago. I'm not exactly sure when we did. And everybody really loved it. So we're going to do it again. And this is about the importance of good audio and video. It is amazing to me how many podcasts I listen to, how many videos I listen to, how much, you know, content I listen to, where there is, you know, questionable audio, questionable video, and you just don't pay attention. If you sit there and say, okay, in today's world, you don't need to have a $10,000 camera. You don't need to have a $5,000 mic, but you do need to have a setup that gives clear sound and concise, clear video. So people aren't sitting there distracted by your audio and your video. So Sia, let's gnaw on this.
You know you don't got to tell me twice. This is like...
What do you say? I could barely hear you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably blowing out the mic just by virtue of my need and urgency. So it's funny. I have... produce so many shows, and it never ceases to amaze me how people treat interviews on podcasts like a Zoom call. And look, I get it, folks. You know, it's not your priority. You're on Zoom calls every day. And, you know, what coaching do I need to make myself better or whatever? It's look, the deal is this. We're audio audible folk. And there are times when this type of content is going to be digested while you're multitasking. And so as much as we'd love everyone right now to pay 100% attention to what we're talking about, even for 15 minutes, right? That's still 15 minutes out of someone's day that they probably could take a nap if they were, you know, because they're so busy these days. You know what I'm saying? So they're probably napping and listening. You know, that's all I'm saying. So if you can't take the time to get a decent mic set up, you're going to lose 90% of the people. There's going to be 10%, you know, hardcore people, whatnot. But it's just, if you're not listenable, you're not listenable. And that's unfortunate. Video. Look, I don't have a perfect background. You know, just the way my office and room is set up, like this is what I can do. There's a whole space back there that's multicolored depending on my mood, right? But the idea of it is if you recognize they're most likely like any human interaction is looking at your eyes. They may look at your mouth. They are looking for those micro expressions for communication. And if you have a really bad video, AKA you're using your laptop webcam. Sorry. Was that a little loud there?
I don't know. Was that a little loud?
I'm just saying, don't expect people to want to be inclined to hire you, work with you, get to know you if you're just a big blur. And I know people don't necessarily have dedicated rooms to record into. Oftentimes it's their bedroom, living room, kitchen, etc. And they rely on that blurred background image. Understand if your lighting is not proper, you're going to get that weird ghost shadow effect. And again, if you're on a podcast, especially a business-oriented one, it's going to distract them. I promise you, you don't think it's distracting, but I promise you, you've noticed every single time you've talked to someone and they've got this visage behind them shadowing, you know? So yes, I could talk about this. Actually, it's not even it's like rant. It's a Sia rant, people. Sia's having a rant time. So there, that's my...
The woman is on her soapbox. I mean, I just look at the simple things that you and I did before we get on Android. We have a checklist.
Yeah.
We have a checklist. Either we do it verbally or we do it, you know, mentally, where we check each other's backgrounds. We check each other's lighting. We make sure that, you know, we're using the right mic. I mean, C and I both have two or three different mics.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that the right mic is actually recording. You know, I turned off the printer that's right next to me, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't auto clean right in the middle of the thing. I turn my phone off so it doesn't ring in the middle of the episode. There's little things that you can do that don't take a lot of time, that don't take a lot of effort, and enhance the situation dramatically. I mean, I have a mic that is very much designed. If you're 12 inches away from the microphone, you can't hear it. It just doesn't pick up the sound. That's the way that we've set up the mic. Well, guess what? Every once in a while, my neighbors are mowing their grass. You know, you're not going to hear the mowing of the grass because of the way that I've set up my mic. Or if we start running into this situation where we're doing pretest and we sit there and say, okay, do you hear anything in the background? So he goes, actually, I can hear the people mowing the grass. Okay, let's wait 10 minutes. Let's hang on 10 minutes, because in 10 minutes, you know, they're going to be heading towards the backyard, because our, no offense, our grass isn't that big. But it's a matter of looking at the little things that you can do to be able to do this. I was listening to somebody's TED Talk the other day, and my friend Adrian had a TED Talk the other day, and it's phenomenal, except for the fact that there's a baby crying in the background. And the audio technician should have had things set up where they could have masked it out, but they didn't. I mean, first of all, the mom, you know, get it. I get it. She's one of the participants. She wants to be watching it. But if you've got a fussy little kid and they're recording this thing, no offense, love children dearly, but get the fussy child away from the microphone so they're not, you know, background audio noise in the middle of somebody's TED Talk. That's going to be that there's no way now that she can fix for the rest of her life. And she spent months working on this thing. You know, so we need to be cognizant that there's little things, even if it's just that.
Oh yeah.
Of a grandfather clock behind you can be distracting.
Look, there are a lot of folks who are wanting to be public speakers, right? Mm-hmm. Keynote speakers who want to get hired. And I find it fascinating that I think those are two different skill sets, two different mediums.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you are wanting to do one or the other, they do feed into each other. So it's like additional reasons why you should have good audio and video. And I get it, people. I know way too many people who are like literally tech phobic, like phobic. There's one great friend of mine where I think because she's so manifested her phobia that it really does break electronics every time she's around. Because seriously, like I have worked, brought my own equipment and my own equipment stops working. And I'm like, what the heck just happened here? Right. So, but it's not, this is not that hard. This is not rocket science. And I think we need to encourage people to put yourself slightly out there. It's just a USB plug-in, guys. You do not need an elaborate setup. You can buy cheaper equipment that works well. Just understand for the purpose of what you need. So, for example, my suggestion is if you're sitting at your desk, this is the only time and only place you're recording, you could probably get away with a cheaper microphone because you're not moving it around as much. You're just sitting there. It's, you know, it's sitting at your desk. There's not much to it. Just know, though, that those things are built cheaply. So if you're wiggling it around, carrying your bag, they have looser components typically because it's not as well made, right? And the audio may not be as good, but it's not worse than a laptop microphone. It's an, okay, I got like, wait, pause. And I'm saying pause as in I'm ready to rant, guys. Are you ready?
All right. Sia's going up on the soapbox. Here she comes.
Let me climb up. All right. There is a very big difference. People ask all the time, wait, Sia, I have a headset microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. But those headset microphones were not designed for podcasting, for audio consumption. They were designed for gameplay, for multitasking communication so you don't have to hold a handset to your mouth, right? Or, you know, have a clunky microphone in front of you. So it's really designed for gamers talking smack or communicating with one another, okay?
Where the audio is not critical.
And the audio is not critical. It just needs to transmit. And the reason why I'm saying this, you guys, because I have a lot of dear friends who do use their headset mics, and that's what they invested in, and that's fine. But from an editor's ear perspective, we can hear every, that mush mouth. And we can hear every So, just saying, peoples, understand, if you want good audio quality, those headsets, though better quality, I can hear every mouth detail that I ever needed to know. It's like I sometimes feel like when I'm listening to people's podcasts and I have to edit for it, I feel like I'm making out with them because that's how much I hear out of their mouth.
Absolutely.
So I'm not trying to disparage those that use that headset. It's convenient. It looks a little spacey, like I'm a pilot. But just understand, if you're a mouth breather, holy crap on crackers, I want to shoot you. But I love you. That's all. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, and a thing to go with this is both C and I have windscreens on our mics to be able to get, you know, cut out the pops and be able to sit there so you don't get that brush of air going across your microphone. That's distracting. Exactly. And you can't really hear it because you have the windscreen on. Now, if I did this like this, you know what? You can hear that. That's distracting.
It is.
We need to think about stuff like that. And as you said, as you get more professional, as you become more sophisticated, as you're doing more, you can invest in more equipment. You can always buy more expensive equipment. You can always pay for better stuff. However, you don't need to start off that way. This mic is an AT2005, I believe it is. It's an Audio Technica 2005 mic. It's under $100.
Yeah.
It's under $100. I have been using this microphone as my major microphone for almost 9 years.
Yeah.
And the reason for it is it's bulletproof. I've dropped it. I can pick it up. I can carry it with me. I can put it in my backpack and I can go. And as you said, it's USB. So if I need to plug it into a laptop or I need to plug it into a system, it's universal. Again, this thing actually has dual connections to it. So if you actually need to put it into a sophisticated system, I can do that. I can send it into an XLR as well. So you need to sit there and say, what do I want versus what do I need? And it's sitting there going, what's going to work for you? And being able to not only, once you have the mic, test it. I have a big voice. My microphone is a little bit further away from my face than a lot of people's is because I'm booming enough as it is. Exactly. It's that distance. It's the hang loose distance of that 6 inches. Mine's about 7. It's not that much further away, but don't even joke about it, Sia.
I'm about seven inches away too. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, exactly. But what it enables us to do is to sit there and say, what are we comfortable? Do you have the mic leaning towards you? Do you have the mic leaning away from you? Do you speak into the top of the mic? Do you speak into the side of the mic? And all of this takes experimentation to sit there and say, what works best for that microphone? What works best for your speaking style? And these are things that you learn through experimentation. Be curious. Just because you buy a mic doesn't mean that there's one place to put the mic and one way to speak into it. Play with it.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Can I please? Okay. We're getting long on this. We could make this like.
Yeah, we're going to have to land this plane pretty quickly.
Yeah, but this could literally be like a 40-part series, like once a month reminding everybody. But okay, here's one thing to think about. I know a lot of people who invested into microphones and they have bought those cheaper ones. I understand there's different types of microphones, right? So there's some that are omnidirectional, I mean, they'll pick up everything all around, right? Sometimes it's just bidirectional. Be aware, test it. Because there's one, I don't know what brand of microphone it was, but for the longest time, they were talking on the back side of it. Because I was like,
Blue Yeti.
I'm like, why
people,
are you?
People do that with Blue Yeti all the time.
Oh, and then you have to change the settings on Blue Yeti. No, this was a different one. This is like more of the like the flattened type microphone.
Okay.
So, but they had it sideways. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, anyway, there is some, and there was another one where it was from the side, not on top.
Right.
So, like, again, you have to know the kind of product you're buying, and don't buy, you know, an expensive just because you think it's the best. Although I will say, if you do decide to invest into an expensive mic, it does make your life a hell of a lot easier. Just saying. Granted, a typically more expensive mic does require more professional grade equipment. So, like, so for example, like you said, more higher end microphones will be XLR connected versus a USB. And that means you'll have to tie it into a soundboard or some kind of audio interface. We can talk about those technical stuff maybe later, or hey, maybe Sia finally is going to get off of Wazoo and do a series on that. So stay tuned on that, guys. But if there's any questions, I've already put a lot of videos up talking about that. So that's it. That's all I'm going to say. Land that plane.
Anyway,
land
the plane. We didn't even get into video. So this was supposed to be an audio video. We just got this in audio. Maybe we're going to need to do another series one of these days on video. What do you think, people? Just put it in your comments. Do you want to see us do another show on video? We'll get that going as well. So until then, hopefully this has been valuable. Hopefully this has helped. Hopefully this is going to enable you guys to sit there and think about it and become better communicators and be able to be actually listen to because your audio is better. I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at IamBenBaker.com. Or me at BrilliantBeeMedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.